Well, that's the end of that song. That was damn quick. Welcome to Free Talk Live Monday night. You're live. I'm Stan Sikorsky filling in for Jeff Beck. He's not here tonight. He's got some personal matters to take care of. And we do have Yankee Jim, I do believe. Where is he at? Let's give him a call. See what happens. Anyway, Mr. Jim?
Stan, how are you?
There you are. Yeah, that tune ended rather quickly. So we are definitely live here and ready to fire things up. I don't know what you have going on your end, but I'm sure we have plenty to talk about this evening.
I'm just sitting here, you know, listening to the music, and I guess it's going to be up to us to keep the listeners entertained for the next couple of hours or so, huh?
Yeah, we also have Alex going to join us, and at the top of the next hour, going to be bringing in Bud White with a New Jersey report.
Well, that's great. You've been doing a pretty good job with all the music, kicking ass with the tunes.
Thank you.
Pretty versatile, a little diverse selection there for all the listeners.
Yeah, and Nimbus on the forum, he clued me into DJ 88, so I'll be putting some of that stuff up during the breaks. And we'll trance out and techno out for a while there, too.
Looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah. So, let's see. What do we got going on in the news today? Oh, a whole lot of...
So, Alex is going to be on the air.
Yes. Yes, he said he'll...
Well, here's something. Oh, there's... Good TNB. Thanks to Jim from Jim in Colorado. He just posted something up on the forum. I don't know if you've even seen it yet.
I don't know.
An ex-Spartan, a nigger ball player, tossed his... he chimped out, and he threw his neighbor, his white neighbor, off the roof of his apartment building, is what it looks like to me.
Oh, my God.
And from the Associated Press, this is from Lombard, Illinois. A former Michigan State football player was charged with murder for allegedly throwing his neighbor to his death from a third-floor balcony at their apartment building in suburban Chicago. You notice how they always use that word, allegedly?
Allegedly, yeah.
I guess they have to. Even if the chimp, even if there were 14 witnesses down below and the body landed on one of them, they'll still use the word allegedly. I guess that's a legal technicality, though. But Hubert D. Thompson, 28, surrendered peacefully late Friday after holing up in his apartment for nearly 7 hours while police SWAT teams surrounded the building. He was ordered held on $3 million bond. Now, that's pretty unusual.
Yeah, actually. That's a pretty high figure there.
Police found James Malone, 66, sprawled on the pavement below the balcony when they arrived around 1:45 p.m., so you got a nigger who threw someone off the top of an apartment building at 1:45 in the afternoon. Authorities said they did not have a motive. Quote, the allegation is that it was unprovoked, closed quote.
Oh, geez.
DuPage, this is, you know, if it wasn't so true, it would almost be funny. It's almost like, you know, TV material, but this is real.
I mean, DuPage. Yeah, check the next line out, though. You know, they're already looking at psycho technicalities here. This individual is going to be evaluated, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, most niggers are crazy. DuPage County State's Attorney Joseph Burkett said, quote, this individual is going to be evaluated, I'm sure, close quote. Thompson retreated to his apartment and would not respond to officers, prompting police to evacuate other residents and surround the building. Deputy Lombard Police Chief Dane Cooney said Thompson surrendered after talking to a police negotiator, Cooney said. It wasn't immediately clear if he had an attorney. Thompson was once the top-rated defensive end prospect in the nation.
Oh my.
The New Orleans Saints signed him in 2000, but cut him after two days of practice. The Chicago Tribune reported. He also played for the Chicago Enforcers of the now defunct XFL. And shit. And that's from Lombard, Illinois. Typical nigger behavior. I didn't know we were going to start so early with the TNB section of the program.
Well, there's been a lot of TNB today. I mean, I started my breakfast with TNB.
I think all whites should start their breakfast with TNB.
Only poor online, little, though. You know, not personally poor, live, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing like waking up. It's hard, though, because the mainstream media, they kind of, you know, refrain from mentioning most of the TNB.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. There's the one story I woke up to this morning, exposed them all, put up on the forum, along with a really nasty picture. The thread title is "One of the Ugliest Sows I've Ever Seen," and it seems that some Leroy and his woman got into a fight, and she capped his ass, and they found him laying in his apartment. And but the picture alone is, oh my God! I mean,
and this would be, and this is in the this just in
yep
section on VNNforum.com.
Yes.
I think I saw that.
Yep. Yeah, title is "One of the Ugliest Sows I've Ever Seen." Ever seen.
She is pretty ugly.
Actually, that's a man, I think.
It sure does look like. Well, it actually looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, it does. A toe-headed gorilla.
A real...
silverback.
If it's the one that I'm thinking of. I'm not looking at it right now, but if it's the picture I'm looking...
You got one eye going off to one side there, and... a face like a gelatinous blob, as I put it in my response to the post.
If it's the same one that I'm thinking of, and I'm sure it is, it's like a female version of a Heidi Klum's husband seal.
Oh yeah,
that's about the closest. It sort of looks like a grenade went off in her face.
yeah.
And shit.
Yesterday I posted about this. Nigger who wanted to go see his brother play football so badly that he shot and killed a 60-year-old woman and shot another person, just wounded them. But he caused this crime spree on his way to go see his brother play for the University of South Carolina Gamecocks. And here's another, I guess this is a Greek Negro, Demetrius.
Gotta be.
Sam Pepper.
And have you ever met a white man in your life named Demetrius?
No, I can't say so.
I'm trying to think.
Unless he would be Greek. But I never met a Greek by the name of Demetrius.
Yeah.
Or Octavius, or...
What's up with that?
I don't know. I don't know. I find it hilarious along the lines of Dr. Zaius.
TND.
Yep. And
it's
the,
everywhere.
The picture of this monkey is another classic. Big giant bowling ball head, silverback looking.
Oh, that's the oversized.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that earlier this afternoon. I was reading VNNforum.com and was scared away when I saw that. What comes to mind immediately was the crack dealing nigger rapper that who's taking a dirt nap now. I can't think of his name. The one from Brooklyn over
Biggie Smalls.
Yeah,
Biggie Smalls.
Yep, that's the one who comes to mind immediately. It's surprising that this one that you're talking about right now, I'm surprised that some Jew didn't come make a star out of him.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the nigga was sure enough ugly. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga looked like he belonged in the FBI. Fat, black, and eagly. As my old nigger swimming teacher in Detroit used to say.
Now look at
speak.
This.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's this? We got pre-TMB.
Pre.
6-year-old Negress chimps out and jailed.
Preteen.
Oh, another great mugshot. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's a scary looking. I saw that also, and somebody pointed out that niggers, it's hard to really identify them, their age. It's sort of like a 2-year-old dog. You know, you really can't tell the difference between a 2-year-old dog and a 10-year-old dog. Well, you can almost apply that to niggers if you look at that picture that you're talking about right now. That does not look like a 6-year-old niggers at all.
Not at all.
It looks like a 30-year-old crackhead niggers.
Mm-hmm.
In any town, USA, that type of nigger is on any street in any town, USA.
Yep.
Thanks to these Jews.
Yeah.
Who loosed them on us.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the root of the evil right there.
Here's one up in the Jew, since we're talking about TND, and for those who don't know what TND is, that would be typical nigger behavior. And this is typical nigger, what we're talking about, it's all typical for niggers.
Mm-hmm.
Up here in Monticello, which is right in the heart, for those who don't know, Monticello is it's right in the heart of the Jew-infested Catskills. It's about 50 miles to the south of me, southwest. But it's right in the middle of all these Hasidic Jewish camps. Mm-hmm. Quite a few people who are on the forum are familiar with the area.
Right.
But here's a woman who was stabbed by a male friend. I don't have any pictures here, but the names kind of tell the story here. Police have arrested a Monticello man and charged him with attempted assault in the first degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree for allegedly, there we go with that allegedly word again, attacking a female acquaintance with a knife. Monticello Village Police went to an apartment at the Sleepy Hollow, and that would be after, the stories, a legend of Sleepy Hollow. That's,
right.
That came from this area.
Okay.
For those who don't know. Now the area is infested with niggers. The Sleepy Hollow apartment complex early Sunday morning on a report of a domestic dispute and found a 20-year-old woman had been stabbed in the head several times with a 9-inch steak knife. Now, this is typical nigger behavior at its finest here. She sustained several cuts to her head. I'm surprised they didn't throw the word allegedly in there.
Mm-hmm.
After all, I mean, you would allegedly get cuts to your head after a nigger stabbed you several times in the head with a 9-inch steak knife. She sustained several cuts to her head and scalp and required treatment by mobile medic ambulance. The suspect, now here's a good one, hang on to your seats here, Laderick. Laderick. Now, I'm going to have to admit, I've seen many, many nigger names, especially growing up in Detroit. I've never seen the name Laderick. Laderick Powell. Now, you know, Stan, it's like these brood sows, it's like they have a contest to see who can come up with the most some of these names.
Laquisius and Equa.
Well, you know who does, speaking of nigger names and typical nigger behavior, I think it was Shirley Q. Liquor did a spoof, a video. And if you go do a search on Shirley Q. Liquor, you could actually find the little audio clip of, and it's all of these weird nigger names. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the name of the track that I'm thinking of is Who Da Baby Daddy. And you know, there's all these names like in the video, or it's actually a video, it's a cartoon video, but there's these names like Cleophas, Chlamydia, Laderick, yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, if they weren't stabbing women in the head with 9-inch steak knives, you know, it'd be funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, Laderick Powell, 24, of Monticello, had fled the Terry Lane apartment, but while officers were investigating, he called the woman on the phone and continued to threaten her. Now, it wasn't good enough that the nigger allegedly stabbed, and I don't know that she was a white girl, but I've been through the area, and there's a lot of mud sharks down there, and you could safely assume that it is a white girl. I'm going to dig into it and try to find out. I'm going to call the Monticello Village Police tomorrow, and I'm going to find out.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, they'll have heart attacks. You know, you dare ask the race of the perp and the victim. They, that's not important. Please don't make me answer that question. But I'm going to do it just for fun because I have no life. But he called the woman on the phone. Can you believe this? After stabbing her numerous times in the head with a 9-inch steak knife, he calls her on the phone to continue to threaten her.
While the police are there?
Police were able to, let's see, he'd fled, but, yeah, while the officers were investigating. They're actually there attending to her wounds, and investigating the numerous stabbings to her head, and he flees and he calls her on the phone and starts to continue to threaten her. Typical nigger behavior. And police were able to trace the phone number and tracked Powell down in another apartment where he was hiding in a bathroom. This is the epitome of a dumb nigger.
Oh, yeah.
He was taken into custody and charged with his alleged crimes, I'm to assume.
And the thing is, he's not the only one, ladies and gentlemen. He's not the only one. How many millions of these simians are walking around with the potential to do exactly the same thing or worse?
I could just go on and on and on and on and on here, Stan. Here we are, Monticello again. John Santiago, I guess we could lump him in with a nigger. I guess. A Monticello man has been charged with firing a shotgun at his wife.
Nice.
Now, don't you do that? Isn't that something in your daily routine, Stan? That would be something that would be included in your daily routine, right? Firing a shotgun at your wife, right? I mean, that's normal.
Yeah.
White men, that's something we do every day, right? I don't know about you and the listeners, but I get up every morning and I fire a shotgun at my wife, whether she needs it or not, just to keep the bitch in line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Keep the hoe in line. Know who the man is. But the incident, it occurred in the early morning hours of Saturday, March 31st, where witnesses said a man and a woman had been arguing outside 44 Park Avenue. The man, John Santiago, 30, had allegedly, there we go with that magic word again, even though there were witnesses that saw the whole thing, he allegedly threatened to shot his wife. It looks like we've got an affirmative action reporter there.
Yeah.
And a spell checker, because I'm assuming he threatened to shoot his wife,
right?
According to the witnesses. The woman ran from the residence with the man chasing her. And I'm sure we've all seen this. If anyone's grown up around niggers, this is something you see often. I mean, this is a regular scene. The woman running from the residence with a nigger chasing her with, well, a spick, I guess, with a shot, chasing her down the street with a shotgun. The man chasing her, at which police he fired at her with a .410 shotgun.
Oof.
A spent shotgun shell was found at the scene by police. But you know what? Well, let's go back to that word allegedly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, they did not say that an alleged spent shotgun shell was found at the scene. He allegedly threatened to shot his wife, according to the affirmative action reporter and spell checker, but yet they found a shotgun shell at the scene. It's too funny if it weren't true. I mean, you know. You could assume that this is a white woman also. I don't know that, but I'll ask while I'm talking to the chief tomorrow.
Sounds good.
The police found the woman uninjured, and that's kind of funny, too, if you think about it, because we've all seen pictures of how niggers shoot.
Yeah.
You know, they hold their pistol sideways, so you could safely assume that they're not the best shot, so him missing her, that's funny.
Even with a spread from a shotgun, huh? A .410.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The woman uninjured, yeah, it is, because now she's going to continue to breed.
Oh.
I mean, that was terrible that he missed her. this could just go on and on and on.
Mm.
The police found the woman uninjured, and were directed to an apartment where they found Santiago hiding in an attic crawl space.
Dios mío.
This is, now, I mean, you got to know that he's Mexican and he's probably 4 feet tall. Picture him, if you can, hiding in an attic crawl space. You know, we've all
stand up.
Yeah, we've all seen the picture of the little mongrel that was shitting in the flower pot.
Oh yeah.
Try to just imagine that guy. Use your imagination. That would be the guy trying to hide in the attic crawl space.
Did he drop a deuce while he was up there?
This is what they do. They shit in flower pots and then chase their women down the street with a 410 shotgun, shooting at them sideways, missing. This is all allegedly, of course.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah, well, that spick, he allegedly shit in that flower pot, too.
Yeah, nobody knows for sure if he did or he didn't.
Yeah, nobody knows that. He allegedly shit in the pot. He was charged with the felonies of attempted assault. I guess that would be accurate. He did shoot at her, allegedly, mm-hmm. and he attempted to assault her in the first degree, reckless endangerment in the first degree, criminal pose and possession of a weapon in the second degree, and the misdemeanor of menacing in the second degree.
Menacing.
Sullivan County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the investigation. And that's what's going on up here in the Jew-infested Catskills,
wonderful.
Stan.
Wonderful.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
My goodness.
Your turn. Go ahead and... I mean, we could go on. We could just make the whole show TNB if we chose to do so.
Well, the only thing I really have to report from my neck of the woods, since I've relocated to the upper Midwest...
that's great.
I would say southern Wisconsin.
Sounds pretty white.
We actually had a car chase the other day after an attempted burglary. And the perpetrators hit several cars and were chased down by the police finally and captured. But I have no idea if they're black, white, Martian, Venusian, or what, because the newspaper didn't give us a description of the people. So this is something I'm going to have to look into, because it just fell on my doorstep this morning.
Yeah, call them and ask them.
But that's the only thing I've heard of anywhere's comparable to what we've been talking about here. So
yeah,
I would say this is kind of a white haven here.
Well, let's move on temporarily if you want. I mean, you know, like I said, we could just go on and on and on with the typical nigger behavior and make an entire...
Well, if you want to stick with the spick right now...
go ahead. Keep going.
We have a white college student, spring breaker, killed by an illegal spick driver in...
I saw that.
Yeah, where was this? Florida.
That was on VNNforum.com that I saw that.
Local college student enjoying spring break in the Florida Panhandle was killed this week when a motorist driving a stolen van hit him as he crossed a popular strip in Panama City Beach. Andrew Steer, 21, of O'Fallon, Missouri, died in the accident Monday night. His family said he was looking forward to going on spring break for weeks. His mother, Lori, said Thursday that Andrew had driven to Florida in a caravan with about 20 friends. And let's see, but let's get on to the description of, here we go. Steer was struck by a 1990 Dodge van driven by Hugo Rodriguez Colendres, 28, police said. Colendres kept driving after the crash and stopped only after a motorist who witnessed the accident forced him to the side of the road. He is being held in lieu of $75,000 bail.
Doing the jobs that whites don't want to do.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, somebody let me know that I was kind of, my volume was a little louder than you. How am I sounding?
Well, you sound fine. Let me do a
okay. tweak. I made a little adjustment myself, and hopefully it's better now. I got a big mouth.
I've been off this this live kick for so long, it's taking me a little time to get back in the swing of things here.
Well, you're doing a hell of a job. Hey, there's some good news if you want to take a break from this TNB. I mean, we could always sure. That's something we could always come back. There's
we'll
good news up
come
here.
Back to that.
Oh, well, there's just an endless supply, and don't you know all you got to do is go look through the newspapers in the Detroit area, or Cleveland, or Chicago, or Milwaukee, or Philadelphia, or New York City,
or the Jew infested Catskills.
Just keep going and just keep going. The Jew infested Catskills. It's everywhere. TNB. On a lighter note, there's some good news up here in the Jew-infested Catskills. Trout season opened.
Ah, wonderful.
Trout season opened. And I had some trout this evening for dinner.
Nice.
And it was great. It was great. It was store-bought, but it was still great. And this is from Albany. Trout season opened Sunday, the day anglers headed for streams, lakes, and ponds throughout the Jew-infested Catskills and the Hudson Valley. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has stocked over 2 million catchable-sized brook, brown, and rainbow trout in almost 300 lakes and ponds and some 3,000 miles of streams across New York. Spring stocklings include 1.8 million brown trout, 426,000 rainbow trout, and 155,000 brook trout. Among the most popular early-season waters in the Hudson Valley are Wappinger Creek, Fishkill Creek, Peekskill Hollow Brook, Sawmill River, East Branch Croton River, Ten Mile River, and the Ramapo River. In the Catskills, nationally renowned waters include the Beaverkill, Willowaymoc, Neversink, Esopus, here's a hard one to pronounce, Mongaup River. The Delaware River, which forms the boundary between New York and Pennsylvania, we'll see trout season begin on April 16th. And for those of you who are in the area, that would be something. I don't trout fish myself, but I do have friends that do it, and it's highly recommended. And the area that I'm in, the Jew-infested Catskill Mountains, it's supposed to be one of the best areas on the eastern seaboard for trout fishing. Again, I don't trout fish, but I'm going to try to get out there and give it a shot.
Yeah.
So that's the good news.
I just heard from a friend of my daughter's that they had a walleye tournament down here on the river the other day. And I'm looking forward to getting out there this weekend coming up.
Stan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Somebody just sent me a message here, Kai Kurter, and said that Stan is too quiet and you are too loud. So I think that may be an adjustment on your end.
Yeah, I'm trying to get things balanced here.
Mm-hmm. Hi, do I sound okay on your end?
You sound fine.
Okay.
The thing is, I don't exactly know why I wouldn't be coming through a little louder, but I'll figure it out.
Okay, well, you're actually blowing my ears out of the headset. I got to figure out how to turn the...
Okay.
I'm new to all this technical gadgetry here, so...
All right, well, I'll just continue on here. Mark says, Mark and Callie says, are there any Jews in these rivers? I don't know.
It's a good question. All I do know is that I've heard, that if you're going to do trout, if you trout fish, this is the, on the East Coast, this is the place to be. I've seen, driven by the rivers, and I've seen the guys out there, and occasionally you'll see a woman out there, fly fishing, that's what you go for trout. They whip that, if I'm not mistaken, they've got that heavy line or used to have to wax it.
Fly fishing, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how that works. But I've seen it all the time, and I guess they get nice fish out of this area. But I'll give it a try I'm not too busy spreading hate. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot.
Throw back those Jewfish.
I wonder if they're getting any gefilte fish out of the brooks.
Boy.
Yeah. wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, my.
A jar of fish right out of the Esopus Creek.
Ugh. That's pollution.
What's this about Henry Kissinger? I was reading something earlier. Henry Kissinger says military victory is not possible in Iraq. Did you read anything about that?
I did, and this right here is an indicator that the Jews are giving up the ship of George Bush.
Yeah.
You know, Alex had always talked that, you know, eventually they're going to turn on him when things don't go their way and do whatever they can to discredit him and make themselves look better. And, of course, they pulled out the big gun, Henry Kissinger, so.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
He's been around. I remember as a teenager, I remember seeing him on the television set blabbering during the Vietnam War. And you know who comes to mind immediately? Who got their start from in the Jew infested Catskills would be Jackie Mason.
Mm-hmm.
When Henry Kissinger talks, he reminds me of Jackie Mason. He talking like blah 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 blah. That real Jewy blah 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 blah. You know what blah blah blah. If anyone's ever heard Jackie Mason do his comedy act, blah blah blah. Former U.S. Secretary, this is from Tokyo, former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who helped engineer the U.S. withdrawal from Vietnam, said Sunday, the problems in Iraq are more complex than that conflict, and military victory is no longer possible. He also said he sympathizes with the troubles facing U.S. President George W. Bush. A military victory in the sense of total control over the whole territory imposed on the entire population is not possible, Kissinger told the Associated Press in Tokyo, where he received an honorary degree from Waseda University. The faceless, ubiquitous nature of Iraq's insurgency, as well as the religious divide between Shiite and Sunni rivals, makes negotiating peace more complex, he said. It's a more complicated problem, Kissinger said. The Vietnam War involves states, and you could negotiate with leaders who control the defined area. But Kissinger, an architect in the Vietnam War, who has also advised Bush on Iraq, warned that a sudden pullout of U.S. troops or loss of influence could unleash chaos.
Really?
Could unleash? what do we call it? What's going on? Yeah, it could. What the hell's been going on for the last 5 years that you could call that chaos? Oh, wait, that's alleged chaos.
Yep.
He goes on to say, I'm basically sympathetic to President Bush, he said. I'm partly sympathetic to it because I've seen comparable situations. During his tenure under President Richard Nixon, first as National Security Advisor and then Secretary of State, Kissinger faced a similar challenge in formulating policy for a Vietnam War that was increasingly unpopular at home. He oversaw a gradual U.S. pullout from Vietnam through a strategy also planned for Iraq, where U.S. troops are training their Iraqi counterparts to take fuller control of security. He also negotiated directly with North Vietnamese leaders on ending the conflict. Kissinger said the best way forward is to reconcile the differences between Iraq's warring sects and help from other countries. He applauded efforts to host an international conference bringing together the permanent members of the UN Security Council. I'm not even going to go on with this, Stan. This is just more just good Jew, bad Jew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're in a mess over there. And Kissinger goes on to say that it's going to likely continue for years, as if we're too dumb to figure that out. We need a Jew who blubbers like Jackie Mason, blub, 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 to tell us something we've been talking about for 5 years now.
Right. Unbelievable.
And on it goes.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's what they do. They you know, wheel him out. I mean, Nixon's dead. Why isn't he dead already? You know? They're both from the same era. Is this Kissinger, like, immortal or something? What's the deal?
He's going to go on for years and years and years, probably. He'll be one of them Jews that lives forever.
Ugh. Where's the Holocaust when you need it?
And who wins? And who wins? You know, this war. I wonder if anyone started a thread up on VNNForum.com of the. We were talking. I think it was last night about Rosie O'Donnell, and I can't believe that I actually agreed with Rosie O'Donnell on something.
Hmm.
Maybe I'll snoop around and post up the video, unless someone else knows about it. But there's some video on YouTube, I guess. Apparently, Rosie, the Pumpkinhead O'Donnell, the queer, what is she? She's a girlfriend as a wife or a husband. Doesn't she? I saw her walking down the steps of a church arm in arm with another woman.
Yeah,
I don't know who the man is and who the woman is, but I actually agree with her on something. She apparently watched Loose Change, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And she's under the impression that building 7 at the World Trade Center, there's no way that it came down from, you know, due to fire.
Right.
And they're trying to smear Rosie O'Donnell, which isn't really hard to do if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's an arrogant bitch. But I actually believed, I agreed with her on, I can't believe that she actually came out on the mainstream and she's, you know, planting seeds that something's not kosher about the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
Right.